This is Tom Urbaniak of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Welcome to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast. Cape Bretoner Barry Sheehy is a business person and retired military officer. He has devoted countless hours to honoring the strong alliance between Canada and Poland, including during World War II. Barry helped to spearhead something called Project Maciek. Barry, could you tell us about Project Maciek?
Yes, Tom. More than 20 years ago, my brothers and I took our families to Normandy, something we have done a number of times with our children so that they would understand that freedom is never free. On this particular trip, we visited Mount Ormel, where the 1st Polish Armored Division under General Maciek, as part of the 1st Canadian Army, closed the Falaise Gap, cutting off the German army in Normandy. The fighting here was some of the fiercest of the war on any front. The Poles were cut off and attacked by SS Panzer units. The fighting was desperate, but the Poles held. The Canadians eventually broke through to them, with the Canadian Grenadier Guard spearheading the relief column. We made a commitment then and there for the Sheehy brothers to one day go to Poland to lay a wreath at the cenotaph of the 1st Polish Armored Division in Warsaw and at the monument honoring the Polish-Canadian military alliance in World War II. We called it Project Maciek. It took us 20 years, but in 2018 we fulfilled that promise, and you can see the whole story on YouTube under the heading Project Maciek.
Dziękuję, Barry. Thank you. And if you're doing a search, Maciek is spelled M-A-C-Z-E-K. And thank you to Dr. Bob Lewandowski, this week's sponsor of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Listen to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast weekdays at 3:50 and 7:50 p.m. or anytime at coastalradio.ca.